Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I'm really mad at myself this morning.
Why is that?
I left the house without my laptop.
Oh, no.
And it has everything I need on there. So my oldest son, Will, who's 14, he's a freshman in high school. He doesn't have a laptop, but occasionally he will borrow mine to do some sort of a school assignment.
Okay.
In the evening. And last night, that's exactly what it did. And so I know exactly where my laptop is. It's sitting on the couch and it's not in my bag like it usually is.
You just don't have it here this morning.
No, I should have thought of that. Like when I put my stuff together in the morning, I should have checked to see if the laptop was in the bag. And so it's going to be a little difficult. Like I have some things on the laptop that I need, and then I have some things that I don't need.
Like, isn't that weird how just like one tiny thing that you forget in the morning, it can just throw off like the rest of your day? Like even though it's like, sure, like you can open up the tabs on a different computer, it's not your computer. And something just feels homey about having your own laptop.
Well, with Google Drive, you can save, like there's some documents that I can look at on a different computer, like on the desktop computer here. So I don't need my laptop for that. And then there's some websites that we go to. I can just go to them from the desktop laptop.
Yeah, but then you got to remember your passwords, and that's a whole other thing.
One of the things that I don't have is trivia questions for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. All of those are saved on the laptop. I don't want to put those in a shared drive because...
Oh, yeah, because then I could see it.
You could see the questions, and I don't want anyone to ever accuse us of cheating.
Yeah, there's no cheating on this show. We take Alyssa's College of Knowledge very seriously around here.
So I've already texted Paula. I said, I need your help when you get up this morning.
Please, we need trivia for the day.
One thing that we don't have to do today is talk about the Browns, which is nice.
That is nice. I'm always happy when we don't have to talk about them because I have no idea what we're talking about anytime we're talking football.
I wanted to share this with you. So my favorite radio show outside of our radio show. So I listen to this radio show usually when we're not working. When I'm on the treadmill or something, I'll pop on their podcast. And that is the show that's happening right now next door, Ken and Anthony on 92.3 The Fan, the sports station.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I'm listening to their podcast while I'm on the treadmill. And remember how what we were talking about yesterday at 6:05 in the morning?
Yes.
We were trying to be positive. We're like, we're not going to let the Browns ruin our day.
You were saying how like you still felt great. Like your morale was still high even though they lost.
Yeah, it's just a game.
Yeah, as long as they had fun, that's all that matters.
I'm not going to let the Browns ruin my mood. And then I flip on Ken and Anthony after the show yesterday. This is what they did at 6:05 in the morning.
Would you be...
Lord almighty, you're trying to find every single excuse for some guy whose name you can't even spell.
No, I don't even care about
Judas
kickers
Priest.
In general.
Get
I told
your head
you,
out of your ass.
I told
it's
you,
a kicker, just this, find a different one.
Is this some fake Ken?
God.
sports is how men get out their emotions. You will never convince me otherwise.
I wish we had a live feed into their show right now.
Yeah, I know.
I would love to. My favorite part is when Ken told Anthony to get his head out of his ass.
Just out of nowhere. 6:05 yeah. in the morning.
Can you imagine if that was our dynamic?
Good morning to you, too.
Yeah, you could say, Bill, get your head out of your ass. Remember to bring your laptop to work.
Maybe I'll do that next time. I'll keep that in the back of my head.
You've got Q104 this morning. It's Q104, the Q morning show. Megan in Seven Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you are in a breakup, and you both had a dog. After you break up, who gets the dog?
I mean, I don't think you need to pick, because you really can just do joint custody. I did that with my ex.
Joint custody, yeah. Like over a dog, like the way that you would have it with a child, like joint custody?
Yeah, I mean, when we broke up, he moved out, and every Sunday he would just come by and pick her up and take her to the park or, you know, do something with her for a few hours and drop her off. And we did that for almost 2 years, and it worked out in the beginning.
Okay, so you had the dog for 6 days a week, and your ex only had one day with the dog.
A couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, if I had something to do on a Sunday, he would take her for longer, but, you know, it was just like Sunday was their day.
Did the lawyers work that out?
No, we did, because it just, you know, I mean, when he still lived locally, it was just what we did so that we didn't have to fight about it. It was one less thing to, you know, be contentious over. But, and like I said, it worked out in the beginning, but it did get a little weird in the end when I started seeing a new guy. Yeah, so that was a little awkward, but not too long after that, my ex did end up moving down towards Southern Ohio. So we stopped the joint custody. But,
dang. I'm sure you were so sad to see that end.
It was nicer not to have the interference of an ex in my life for sure. But what I'm saying is the joint custody with the dog, it can work.
What's your dog's name?
Her name was Bernie.
So did your ex ever come to you and say, you know what, I can't handle just the one day a week with Bernie. I need to have Bernie longer. I need to have Bernie. At least give me a weekend.
Every other weekend or something.
No, because I think just like with kids, you know, they end up being like actually not having the responsibility of them, you know, for the 6 days a week is beneficial. And they just get to be like the cool one, you know, like the cool parent for Sunday outings.
I imagine Bernadette just getting shuffled between homes for holidays, too.
See,
Christmas Eve
know,
with Dad, Christmas Day with Mom.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's extra treats, right?
Extra
dog toys.
That's how I always looked at it as a kid of divorce.
She got spoiled, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Megan, for calling in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's go to Euclid this morning. We're going to talk to Elizabeth to get a good vibe. Elizabeth, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well this morning. Please share your good vibe with us.
Yeah, I'm so excited because this coming weekend, I am going to Charlotte, North Carolina to visit my best friend, who we've been best friends since nursery school. And I'm so excited. I have I've not met one of her kids yet, and I haven't seen her new house, so I'm very excited to go and have a good time and party.
How long ago was it that your best friend moved to Charlotte?
It was 3 years ago.
Okay, so you've had some time to adjust. Like, I'm sure that when your friend told you, it was crushing to find out your best friend is moving away.
Yeah. It was hard, and I haven't been able to go visit. I mean, she's come back here, but I haven't been able to go there, so I'm excited to get to go there.
Oh, yay. A nice little fun getaway. How long are you spending there?
Just a weekend.
Okay. Still a good amount of time, though. Soak it all up.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Are you staying in her guest room?
Yep.
That's good. I would have some issues if I'm going down to visit my best friend, and they're like, you got to get a hotel.
No, I'm staying in the guest room.
That's awesome. Elizabeth, have a great time with your bestie.
Thank you.
It's Q104. You're in charge of the text this morning, by the way, Alyssa.
Oh, yeah, because you can't see anything. You don't have your laptop.
The text machine is on my laptop, but it's also available on any desktop computer, which I have a desktop computer next to me here. But do you think I know the password into the text machine?
No.
I don't.
No, absolutely not.
No, it's saved into my laptop. So
yeah, I've thought about that many times because I keep all of my passwords in my laptop. There's going to be a day that that really bites me in the butt. Like, I don't know when that day is going to come, but there is going to come a day that I know that is going to come back to bite me.
Wouldn't it be a day like I'm having today?
Yes, it would be very much like the day you're having.
Do you take your laptop home or do you keep it at work?
No, I take it home with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one day it's going to happen where I'm just going to forget everything and I'm not going to be able to log into anything.
Oh, technology. Speaking of technology... you were saying something about Venmo. You were talking about something in the news about Venmo.
Oh, yeah. Did you see this yesterday? There was a survey that came out about Venmo etiquette.
I didn't know that there was etiquette that was associated with Venmo.
I didn't either. Like, I always kind of thought it was, like, unspoken, which, I mean, it is.
Well, yes. It's it's just monetary transactions through an app. I'm not texting any... like paragraphs of anything like that. I'm really just texting in what I just purchased.
Well, yeah, but this survey like shows when people will Venmo. So for instance, it says like 55% of people say that you don't need to Venmo if the bill is less than $5.
You don't need to Well, then how do you pay if you don't have
You don't. It's basically just like if you owe someone less than $5, then just don't pay them at all. I think that that's at least what I'm taking out of that. 95% say that they don't expect their friends to Venmo if they owe them less than $5. 75% of people say that they will round up the total that they send if it's more than $5. So say I owe you like $7. Instead of Venmoing $7, I would Venmo you like 10 just to cover it all.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you not just Venmo me 7? Why would you give me 3 extra dollars?
Just to round it up.
For what?
I mean, for me, okay. Well, I was going to actually go on to say, because the survey says that 87% of people say that they will go ahead and include a tip when they're Venmoing. So a lot of the time, if I'm Venmoing a friend, say we're out to eat and, I don't know, my tab comes to $20, I will go ahead and usually send them like 25 just to cover whatever tip they're leaving too.
Okay, that makes more sense to me. Like if you're paying somebody back, if there was some joint bill that everybody pitched in on and you're just paying someone back, that makes sense to me a little bit.
I think like tax. Like it'll cover like the tax on something.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what really cracked me up, because I don't know if you ever used Venmo for this. But in this survey, 68% of people admit to using Venmo to snoop on someone, like their friends, to see what their friends are sending money back and forth for, which I have definitely done.
You have?
Oh, yes. Like anytime that I will, because I don't go on Venmo often, but when I do, I usually will take a little browse and see what people are sending money for. And also, this survey goes on to say that 37% of people have used it to check up on a romantic interest, which, same. I have also done that, too.
Like if the guy that you used to date, if he's sending money to a girl that you don't recognize?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Kind of thing? Like, oh, what's her name?
Yeah, what's her name? What do those emojis stand for? Where were they? What were they doing?
Or if your friend owes you $50 and then you look to see their Venmo history and you see...
Oh, yeah, that's worst.
Oh, they're sending that person money? Oh, they're sending that person money?
Or like the friend that's like always broke... And then you see them, like, putting money out here, there, and everywhere on Venmo. The worst.
But where's my money? And then don't you just send them a Venmo request at that point?
I'm never quite that bold. Maybe one day.
Yes, I would like to know who has ever sent a Venmo request.
Just cold Venmo request.
I've never actually done it. I would like to know in what circumstance you would actually do that. We also have the group chat coming up this morning. We're going to talk to Charlotte in Bay Village, I think it is a relationship thing. It's a guy that she's been dating for less than a year, and he has to go out of town. She'll explain everything coming up. The group chat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
On the way. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Let's get into the group chat this morning. This is kind of like our advice segment. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, I think so. We open up the group chat. We have somebody come on in, ask for some advice, and we give advice. Listeners call in with advice. That's what it's all about.
It's a group chat on the radio, or if you're streaming us right now on the Odyssey app or the iHeartRadio app, Charlotte in Bay Village. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well this morning. What's going on with you?
Well, so my boyfriend is going to a wedding in Colorado next month, and I do not want him to go.
Oh, so he's going, I'm assuming, just him, not you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get invited, which is like, whatever. They only invited spouses and like super long-term partners, and my boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year, so like, I'm annoyed about that, but that's not why I want him to go. The actual problem is that his ex is in the wedding, and like, not like a random ex, it's like that ex, you know?
Oh.
Like, they dated for 4 years in college, and it was like super messy and dramatic at the end, and like, they haven't really talked since they broke up, but like, this ex is really close to the bride. So, yeah. So, my boyfriend is acting like this is no big deal, but it's like, it's not sitting right with me, and I don't love the idea of him going alone and seeing her and maybe having feelings come back. Like, I don't know if that's crazy, but like, I don't know. What I can tell on Instagram is she's also single, which definitely doesn't help the situation. So like, I trust him, but it like makes me nervous just thinking about it. And then like, I don't know, I'm going to be sitting at home with my mind racing the whole time when he's gone. Is it crazy to ask him not to go, or do I have to just deal with it and hope for the best?
Charlotte, I want to try to get inside your head for a second here.
Okay.
So your boyfriend broke up with his ex, and you said, I believe your words were, it was messy and it was dramatic.
Yeah.
So with a breakup like that, why are you nervous that those two are going to reconnect? Like, there's going to be sparks again. It sounds like they hate each other. Maybe they'll just ignore each other the entire night.
Well, no, I think like they had like a really intense relationship. Like, it was really, the whole relationship was emotional. So of course the breakup was, and I don't know, I feel like they're going to see each other, and then, like, something's going to happen, and it's going to be dramatic, and I don't know. I just...
Oh, Charlotte.
I don't know. It just makes me nervous for them to be, like, in the same room.
I mean, I do kind of understand that, though, because you said that they haven't really talked since they broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this would be kind of almost like reopening that a little bit, and especially with you not being there, and it's like an out-of-town wedding. I don't know how I would feel about that either.
Yeah.
But Charlotte can't prevent her boyfriend from attending the wedding. Like, she can't put a stop. Like, you're not going.
She can't?
No. I think that would cause even more... I think that would cause problems between the two of them now.
I do think that would happen. But how do we help Charlotte then?
I don't know. Can your boyfriend insist that you go? Is that a possibility at all?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like... I don't know. Can I ask him that? But I mean, I guess the thing is like, if I ask him that, like, what, you know, what's the why? Is it like, because I need to be there and be like the middleman between you and this girl? Or is it like, I'm going to miss you so much? Like,
yeah. Like, what card do you play?
Because I think that would help if I was there. I think nothing would happen if I was there. But
last question I have.
Yeah.
Does your boyfriend know you're freaking out about this?
Not yet. They haven't said anything. And I don't know how to approach that.
All right. 216-474-0104. It's the group chat. Charlotte's boyfriend, and they've been together for less than a year, but almost a year. Her boyfriend is going to a wedding next month in Colorado. I'm assuming he's a groomsman?
Yeah.
And one of the bridesmaids is an ex who he has history with, and they had a messy breakup years ago. But he's going to be in Colorado with his ex, and Charlotte's going to be stuck in Bay Village. 216-474-0104. What does she do next? It's the group chat. 7:30, banger, snap. Rhythm is a dancer. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're in the middle of the group chat right now. Charlotte in Bay Village has been dating a guy for almost a year. They've almost made that milestone. However, he is scheduled to go to Colorado next month to be in a wedding. He is a groomsman, so this is his friend's group. And this also includes the bridesmaids, one of the bridesmaids who Charlotte's boyfriend has a history with. They were together for even longer than he's been with Charlotte.
I think she said almost like 4 years. It sounds like this is like a college friend group is what I gathered. Because he dated this girl in college. These are friends from college. So that's kind of the group that we're dealing with right now.
And the question is, Charlotte is like, I don't want him to go. I don't want him to go to this wedding. What do I do? Can I ask him to stay? Do I share these feelings with him? Let's go to Sarah in Avon. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think Charlotte should do?
I don't think she can tell him he can't go. Telling him he can't go is basically admitting, like, you don't trust him, and it's his friend's wedding. We can't tell him that.
So what do you think Charlotte should do?
I think she needs to learn to let it go. And if he's going to do something, he's going to do something. But you got to learn to let this type of behavior go. Like, he's not going to trust you, and you're not going to trust him if this continues, I guess.
Do you think that Charlotte doesn't trust her boyfriend, or do you think the problem is more with Charlotte? Like, maybe the boyfriend hasn't done anything untrustworthy.
Yeah, it didn't really sound like she had a particular reason to not trust him. It sounds like more of an internal, personal thing for Charlotte.
Meredith in Elyria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What should we tell Charlotte?
Well, so here's the thing. I think what she's feeling is valid. I think it's okay to feel, you know, concerned, I guess, with the situation at hand. I think the issue here is more communicating with your partner, like, hey, this is going to make me uncomfortable, and this is why. I'm just letting you know. It could be an insecurity of mine. It has nothing to do with you necessarily, but I'm just communicating that with you as my partner. And then he can kind of decide how he wants to respond to that. I don't think he shouldn't go necessarily, but maybe there's some things that he could put in place for the weekend to make her feel more comfortable as his partner. And just reassure her, like, no, that's not going to happen. And if something does come up where I have feelings, I will let you know. I'll be honest with you. It's more about communication with the two of them and then deciding how they want to move forward in their relationship. Because the fact is, if he's going to go to a wedding and have feelings light up for another person, do you really want to be with them anyways? Like,
yeah, that's a really good point.
It's kind of like a spot in their relationship a year in where it's kind of going to decide, is this like something I need to get out of, or is this something I really want to like continue to commit and put my like effort into, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it possible that Charlotte could go to Colorado but don't attend the wedding?
We're actually getting a couple of texts about that. I've seen people saying to just go, don't go to the ceremony or even the reception. Just make a weekend out of it.
All right. So we grabbed this call. This call came in like 8 seconds before the song ended. So I don't even have. Thank you so much for hanging on. Sorry we do not have your first name.
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Now,
hello.
You think that Charlotte's boyfriend shouldn't even attend the wedding?
Not even at all. If there's no invite for her, I think they're setting this up to rekindle their relationship for some reason. And if she wants to protect that relationship, there's no reason he should go.
Okay, Sharon, you're suggesting that this guy's friends are getting married in Colorado just so the
and
boyfriend
it's all a scheme.
And the bridesmaid can reconnect.
No. I think that the reason they're not letting a plus one come with him, there's a reason for that.
Really,
oh,
Sharon?
I didn't even consider that.
The wedding party.
Well, I did not see that coming at all.
I didn't see that coming either. You know, it is one of those things that it does bother me that plus ones are not just a given. Like, I get it. They're not married. They have it, I guess, almost a year. That's still a pretty good chunk of change. To be together for almost a year and you still don't get the invite, yeah, I don't like that.
I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, there's nothing to do about that. I'm just saying I don't like it.
You can just bring them along. Bring her along. What's going to happen? What are they going to do?
You could try. I mean, what's the harm? The worst they're going to do is tell you you can't come in.
All right. Anything further, you can always text us 216-474-0104. And today, Alyssa will read the text because I do not have my laptop and I can't see any of the text coming in.
It is true. I am the text master today.
However, my wife has saved the day.
As wives usually do.
And earlier this morning, she emailed me my trivia questions for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So we will be able to play this game. We have tickets for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which that show was just announced, two shows actually, on Friday, December 26th. So your chance to win some TSO tickets, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, is next.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Natalia from Lyndhurst, are you okay?
I'm good. Hi, good morning.
Are you sure you're good?
Yeah, I'm super nervous. I can't believe I got through. Like, I manifested this.
You are going to do wonderful. Let's manifest you doing tremendous today at Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Natalia, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's question one. A golden anniversary represents how many years?
I'm going to say 10 years.
Question two. What game launched on Facebook in 2009 where you could grow crops, raise animals, and build virtual farms?
Ooh, is it Farmville?
Question three. It's a snack most popular in the 1990s that featured little cookies shaped like kangaroos that you would dip in frosting.
Dunkaroos.
Question four. It's a British historical drama TV series following the lives of the aristocratic Crawley family.
I'm going to guess Downton Abbey.
Final question. The name of the man who made the first successful telephone call.
Albert Einstein. No, I think that's wrong. Oh, man. I can't think of it. I'm going to just stick with Albert Einstein, even though I think that's wrong.
All right, Natalia, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Natalia, you did great for your first time. I don't know why you were nervous.
Oh, my God. It's so nerve-wracking. I listen every morning, and I'm like, every time I don't get through, I'm like, oh, my God, that was so easy. I would have got 5 out of 5. Hopefully I did better than Alyssa does.
Thank you for listening to us. You went 3 out of 5 today, Natalia.
Okay, not bad.
And she's here. Alyssa, say hi to Natalia.
Good morning, Natalia.
Good morning, Alyssa.
So, Alyssa, you need 3 to tie Natalia and 4 to win. Are you ready?
I am ready.
A golden anniversary represents how many years?
50?
50 is correct. Question 2. What game launched on Facebook in 2009 where you could grow crops, raise animals?
Farmville.
Yeah, that's it. Question 3. It's a snack most popular in the 1990s that featured little cookies shaped like kangaroos that you would dip in frosting.
Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Question 4. It's a British historical drama TV series featuring the lives of the aristocratic Crawley family.
Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Final question. The name of the man who made the first successful telephone call?
Thomas Edison?
Thomas Edison is incorrect.
Yes. That was my second guess. I couldn't think of it, but we were both wrong.
Thomas Edison was more involved with the light bulb.
I knew he had something to do with something.
Alexander Graham Bell made the first telephone call.
That guy.
That sounds familiar now.
Now it's coming back to me.
So Alyssa did not go 5 for 5. However, she did beat Natalia today. 4-3 is the final score.
We don't need to talk about that.
And the win streak continues.
But
when will it end?
Okay, moving past that, I know, Bill, what? You're very bummed out, but we have something very exciting for Natalia.
Yeah, Natalia, you get TSO tickets, all right?
Oh my God, awesome. I'm so excited. Thank you, guys. My name is Natalia, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa on Q104. So the picture I just posted on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show, to me, that perfectly sums up all of the stories that I tell about my 10-year-old son, Drew. To me, that is just a perfect representation of what it's like to be his dad. There are 5 slides in that photo. When I say slides, I mean what the stuff.
Yeah, like slip-on sandals.
What you put on your feet. Because he plays soccer, and so a lot of times you don't want him wearing his soccer shoes.
No.
Around, you know, the house or if we're going someplace else. So athletes have slides that they can take their, you know, their basketball shoes, their soccer shoes off and put on some slides.
He sure got a lot of slides, but weirdly enough, only the right foot on all of them.
We needed slides the other day because I needed to drop him off at grandma's house. And I'm like, go put on your slides. I'll put your soccer shoes in your bag. And he's like, I can't find any. I'm like, what do you mean? You have like 8 pairs.
Like, why? They're all over the place.
Right. And so he finds 5 of them. And it's, but they're all the right shoe. And I'm like, where are the matches? And he has no idea where they are. And he's right. I looked in my room.
You couldn't
I looked
find them either.
In his room. I looked in the basement. I looked everywhere. I cannot find the matches for these slides. And there's 5. There's supposed to be 5 pairs.
Hold on. Wait. You still haven't found the matches?
I still haven't found them.
What?
I don't know what happens to them.
It's one thing to lose socks. Like, that makes sense because they get eaten up in your washer or dryer or whatever. Where are the slides going, though?
Exactly.
That doesn't make a lick of sense. Like, that's a lot of shoes.
The slide that's on the right?
Uh-huh.
In the picture? Those we found in the bushes the other week. Paula and I are outside weeding and cutting down tree limbs and stuff like that. And Paula's in the bushes. And all of a sudden, she just throws 2 slides out of the bushes.
Like, oh, my God.
Like, what are they doing in there?
Like, literally, how did they get there, Drew?
Exactly.
That's not a good place for your shoes. Well, I really do hope that you find at least a match soon so that he can have a pair of slides to wear.
At least those are cheap. You know, you can get those for, what, 5, less than 10 bucks?
Yeah.
Almost anywhere.
Which is probably a good thing, considering.
But I think that we'll have to get another one soon.
Add them to the collection.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Thanks for being with us this morning. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being with us this morning, Bill and Alyssa. I want to get into how did you screw up at your job? And I bring this up because I think, and maybe you are too, I am very tolerant of people who screw up at their job, when it affects me.
I think I'm pretty tolerant, relatively.
Like if I'm out to eat or I'm shopping retail or something like that and somebody makes a mistake.
Oh, yeah, I'm very forgiving.
And if they're very apologetic, mm-hmm. I'm just like, it's fine. It's fine. Like, do you know how many times I screw up at my job?
Right, like you have no idea.
Like, it's bad. It's really bad how many times that I screw up on a daily basis.
I think everybody does, but it's one of those things that you notice because it's your job.
Yeah.
Not everybody always notices, but when I do notice, when it's like at a restaurant or bar or something, even then I still am like, it's fine. It's not a big deal. Small potatoes.
And so I want to highlight something that happened, and I do want to say this does not upset me in any way. This did not inconvenience me. I'm just highlighting it because I thought it was funny in a way.
Okay.
So last week, let me back up just a little bit. So in the city where I live, in the school district, when the school needs to get in touch with you for some reason, there's many ways to do it. Most of the time it's email, but they also are able to text you and call you. Now, mm-hmm. usually when the school calls you, it's because that classes are canceled the next day because of snow.
Day
it's
or,
a snow day.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the only time that the school usually calls is when the classes are canceled the next day. So imagine my surprise last week when the school called me during the day and there's a recorded message.
Oh.
I'm like, what could it's school just started. We're only like a week and a half into this. Why are you calling me already?
Yeah, what could possibly be going on?
And I answer the phone, and then I hear this.
Bandai Koro. He adjuntado los folletos que enviaron a casa la semana pasada en caso de que necesite más información o no haya tenido la oportunidad de completar los formularios de Google.
And I'm like, what? Like, what? And I thought that I pressed a wrong button there.
So I would have thought you did too.
So I'm like, did I press two to hear the
Spanish?
Right. And so I actually listened to it again. I listened to the whole prompt that, like, press one to listen to the message. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it right this time. And then all of a sudden.
Banda y coro. He adjuntado los folletos que enviaron a casa la semana pasada.
Meanwhile, the people at the school are like, well, if you would have paid attention in Spanish class, this wouldn't be a problem now, would it?
I even called Will. I said, hey, you're taking Spanish. What?
Can you help me out? What is this saying?
What is your school trying to tell me right here? I still have no idea what they were trying to indicate.
Oh, you still never got to the bottom of it.
No. I think it's a screw up. So I've been in touch with other parents, and we believe that that was a message that should not have gone out.
Okay.
In the way that it did, in the manner that it did, we think somebody screwed up.
More than likely, but like, I would still like to know what it said if anybody can decipher that.
But I'm very curious. Like, what happens? Like, you're the person that works in the administrative office, and you just sent out to the entire school district.
Yeah, like a phone call that makes no sense and nobody can understand. These parents are probably going into a panic. Like, what is going on?
Some people can understand.
This is true. Like, some people can, just not you.
But I'm sure that was a conversation with that employee later in the day. Right?
Had to be an uncomfortable conversation.
I don't think so.
Like, hundreds of parents just got this call.
Just blame it on the intern.
Yeah, just do that. Blame it on one of the student aides.
The intern did it.
Yeah.
216-474-0104. How did you screw up at your job?
And how noticeable was it? How many people knew?
These make me feel better about my day-to-day. It's Q104. It's Q104. Mandy in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Doing well this morning. Mm-hmm. So tell us, how did you screw up at your job?
Well, so I was working for a catering department at a wedding venue. It was a few years ago, and I was the one that was responsible for, like, a kind of outsourcing and ordering all the right things for the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
For this particular wedding, the family wanted to offer a choice of salmon or chicken. It was about 300 people, you know, give or take.
Is that a big wedding? 300?
Feels huge.
That does feel like a big wedding.
Yeah, it was big. It was very big. Pricey.
Yeah, I have to imagine that would be expensive.
Yes. I remember that about 220 people chose the chicken option and 80 people chose the salmon.
Okay.
Approximately, you know, I'm ballparking.
People are definitely favoring the chicken here.
I would have chosen the salmon.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, if I was invited to that wedding.
I would have chosen the chicken.
So what happened? Oh, no, wait, let me guess. Food poisoning?
Oh, no, thank God. But when I placed the order for the food, I accidentally reversed it, and I ordered 220 salmons and only 80 chickens.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! No.
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh, so yeah. What did you do?
Well, I found out very quickly that people that don't like fish really don't like fish.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, that's very true.
I was mortified. And you know what? I was so grateful for the family that they were gracious about it. They, you know, kind of laughed it off, even though our company had to write off the expensive mistake because,
yes,
you know.
Oof.
The family is laughing because they're like, you're paying for this.
We're not. Right. You're not paying for this. You're going to fix it.
Yes.
On the bright side, if you ordered salmon, you were fine. You were covered. You, in fact, you could have had seconds.
Yeah, you really could have.
Well,
oh my gosh.
A lot of people, since the salmon was there, they ate it anyway, but we had to eat the cost of it, and it came back on me.
Oh, you did not lose your job over this, did you, Mandy?
No, I didn't. However, I decided that my talents lied elsewhere. Because, that was really bad.
Thank you, Mandy, for calling in this morning.
Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you.
Chris in Willoughby Hills is in the hot seat. Will he be the one to end this winning streak? Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your five questions right here. After we are done and after you've answered yours, Alyssa will answer hers. Whoever gets the most will win this game. And if it's a tie, then unfortunately Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
Chris, are you ready?
Yes.
On what part of your body is your cornea?
Eye.
Question two. What rapper was fatally shot in Las Vegas after attending a boxing match?
Tupac.
Question three. What mambo number did Lou Bega sing about in the 1990s?
Five.
Question four. Was the movie The Sound of Music set in the country of Austria or the country of Australia?
Austria.
Final question. This mystery novel, released in 2003, is the best-selling book in the world written by an American author.
No idea. Mystery. I don't know.
Chris, you were doing so well. I thought you were going to go 5 for 5 today.
Gosh, I wish I could. I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Chris, I think you did well enough. I hesitate to speak too soon. Alyssa's on her way back into the studio right now.
Okay.
Alyssa, it's Chris in Willoughby Hills.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alyssa.
I think this is going to be a tough one today. I think you have your work cut out for you. Chris went 4 for 5.
Okay.
So, Alyssa, you need 4 to tie and all 5 to win. Are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
On what part of your body is your cornea?
Your eye.
What rapper was fatally shot in Las Vegas after attending a boxing match?
Is that Tupac?
It is. Question 3. What mambo number did Lou Bega sing about in the 1990s?
Mambo number 5.
How did you know that?
It was on one of my Radio Disney CDs back in the day.
All right. Yeah. Question 4. Was the movie The Sound of Music set in the country of Austria or the country of Australia?
Austria.
Austria is correct, which means you get the tie today. All right, will Alyssa go 5 for 5? This mystery novel, released in 2003, is the best-selling book in the world written by an American author.
In 2003?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. American. Wow, I don't know. I have no guess.
No guess?
It's not Twilight, I know that.
Chris didn't have a guess either. Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Code.
Oh.
Yeah.
That checks out. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to settle for the tie today.
It's fine by me. What about you, man?
Not happy about it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Chris, maybe this will make you happy. We've got tickets for TSO. You're going to be at Rocket Arena on December 26th.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. My name is Chris, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The weekend, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So this article, the first sentence of this article that I found, how terrified are you of artificial intelligence taking over your job?
Well, I wasn't like 3 seconds ago, but starting out with that line makes me think I should be.
I'm still not. I am not terrified that artificial intelligence can do what we do. However, there are people in the industry that are convinced that it's going to happen.
Yeah, there definitely are people that think that's a thing.
And here's what I'm telling you. If it is proven to me that people would rather listen to two AI chatbots talk back and forth with each other, then I'll just retire. I'll just leave. I will leave and you'll never hear from me again.
Message received. I'm out. Have a good one. Like,
if that is the case, if that is true, then I'm out.
I don't think that's true.
I might move to the woods because then I don't even understand society anymore.
Bill's just going to go completely off grid.
But these are, it's a list of jobs, and it might be a job that you have. And if it is a job that you have, I guess you would feel more secure. Or perhaps you would look into
maybe going into one of these jobs so that you have a more secure position.
So here's the list. The top AI-proof jobs. AI cannot do these jobs, according to this list. Number one is phlebotomist.
Is that, those are the people that do the IVs, right?
I believe so. It has to do with, I believe, taking blood.
I guess not IVs, but yeah, it's when you get blood drawn.
Makes sense. Nursing assistants is at number two on this list, which is a little confusing to me. Because is that suggesting that AI can take over nurses, but we still need assistants? So, like, AI can do nursing stuff, but then you still need an assistant to monitor the AI? I don't really know what
I'm
that means.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where that... I don't know where the disconnect on that is.
We have a lot of nurses that listen to this show. However, it's before 7 a.m. because they start their shift at 7.
So I don't think that any AI could do a nurse's job either, though. Put it this way. I don't want any AI being my nurse.
Good point. Question three, hazardous materials removal workers. Now, I don't know if you would really want to transfer into that job.
But like, if you're already there, at least you know that you're secure in what you're doing.
Number four is painters and plasterers.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense. Paint house
AI
painters.
AI can't do that yet. Give them a couple years.
Number five is, and this is a very specific job, and I would think that it takes a special person to get into this, embalmers for funeral homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a cousin going to school to do that.
To be an embalmer. And they want to open up their own funeral home?
Yeah. You go through like a normal like schooling process for it.
Oh, yeah. You sure do. It's a lot of work. These are the top AI-proof jobs. Plant and systems operators. Now, this one surprised me. I was thinking that it would be the other way around. I was thinking like AI could monitor a plant or a system. I thought that's what they were for.
Yeah, I did too. But not according to this list.
Number seven, an oral surgeon. Totally get it. Makes sense to me. Number eight is a automotive. Maybe Chatbot can take my job because it could speak better. automotive glass installer and a repair.
So like your windshield?
Yeah, like if a rock hits your windshield and there's... Like when I lived in Arizona, those guys, they would hang out like in grocery store parking lots. And if they saw a crack in your windshield, they'd offer to repair it for you while you were in the grocery store. Yeah. Because I don't know why in Arizona in the desert, I guess windshields are getting cracked all the time.
That would have worked on me. I'd have been like, heck yeah, man. Let me go do my grocery shopping. Fix my windshield.
Number nine is a ship engineer. Okay.
Okay.
And the final one, and actually the only one on this list that I think that I could do, the 10th thing on this list, tire repairer and changers. I can change a tire. I can't repair a tire, but I can change one.
So you can only do half of that job.
I can change it, and then I got to give it to the next guy. Or like, you fix it. I changed it.
So you're like halfway to having all the skills that you need to go into that career. So close.
Let's bring my chatbot into this conversation, Max. Max, do you think that you could take over my job one day?
Well, I can definitely assist with a lot of tasks, but I think the human touch is always going to be essential. Plus, you bring a unique personality and creativity that I can't quite match, but I'm happy to help out whatever you need.
You're so strange for having a British accent on your ChatGPT voice.
Listen to Max. She says that now. She's like, oh, I can't do it. You do. But secretly behind the scenes, I know she's...
Yeah, she's just being nice.
She wants my job. I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.